Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life, on The Spice of Life with a special guest, Jeevan.
Hello, hello.
Jeevan is here with us. He's a repeat offender.
It's about my third time now, yeah.
Is it really three
times? I think so, yeah.
Wow. What crime are you here for repeating offending?
Loving you.
That's
too sappy.
I'm going to have to put a ring on it, I think.
Oh, we can do it right now. Like, what? It ends at 3, we can go right after.
We should just elope, just go to Vegas and elope. That'd be fun. That would be a cute wedding. What kind of wedding would you and I have?
I don't know. I've never thought about it till right now, so.
Like, would it be like a big wedding with like a lot of people, or would it be like a small thing?
Small and quaint out in the woods somewhere, playing an acoustic guitar in the back.
Okay.
Like that?
That's pretty specific for having not thought about it before now.
It just comes to me. We get Ryan to play.
I would be into that.
Ryan can play and sing for us.
And he can also be our best man.
Exactly. We'd split him.
Which side would you get? Would you get the left side or the right side?
Okay, are we splitting horizontally or vertically?
Ooh, probably vertically. Horizontally wouldn't be fair.
Well, someone gets the legs. That's all you'd get of Ryan.
Oh boy, Ryan's legs. I wonder if he's listening. He's probably not listening.
He went home actually. He's in Calgary now.
Yeah, he's in Calgary. He had to go home to wrangle cattle, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
That's mostly.
And he's starring in a Western as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I have a friend who's from Calgary, and she was saying that she was surprised to learn when she came out here that people didn't own cowboy hats.
Yeah, I don't own one.
She thought that everyone just owned a cowboy hat.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, but she thought that because she's from Calgary, where everyone apparently owns cowboy hats.
It's a prerequisite to live there, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been.
Like, when you're born, I bet you they give you, like a little baby cowboy hat.
Are you born with a cowboy hat?
I don't think so. I don't think it works like that.
My dad was born with a mustache, so it definitely does.
Oh, yeah, but that's hair and not a hat.
Man, I wish I could grow a mustache. Full circle. That's full circle. Hey, this is a music show, too. I forgot to mention. I always do. I play a lot of post-rock. And then that includes some shoegaze and some indie and some prog rock and all that good stuff. And I have a metal song for you today as well.
Yeah.
It's progressive metal, and it's neat.
Progressive metal's good.
It's good.
I like progressive because you can put anything under that. If you do something weird enough that doesn't fit into any category that's already there, you can be like, yeah, it's progressive.
I'm trying to think of a thing. Progressive banana.
Oh, you know, it's...
Good luck with that. Rationalize progressive banana, and then while he's working on that...
I'm thinking.
While he's working on that, we're going to listen to a song called Port Charlotte by a band called Human Pyramids.
Thank you.
So, Jeevan, did you make any headway on your Progressive Banana debacle?
Progressive Banana could be the name of a punk band. Just
a punk band?
With a name like that, you almost have to be a punk band. Because, like, punk bands can do whatever they want.
No, indie.
Yeah.
Indie, though?
It could go both ways.
It could.
But what are you going to write about? Fruit?
A fruit-based band. That seems like a fruitless endeavor.
It's just... It'd be a very fruitful endeavor.
Fruitful would be a better one for that. We were also talking about band names, and I think the Dangling Modifiers would be a cool band name. Because it's like it's a grammar thing, but no one actually knows what it means. Like the semicolon.
The semicolon is just an anomaly.
So explain to me like an instance, Jeevan, if you're like writing an essay or something and you feel like you should put a semicolon in, what would that look like?
Like, I rarely write essays because I'm in engineering, so like I don't have to do writing, but like...
For pretensies.
It's like when you're writing something and it's kind of a list, but it's not enough of a list where you want to use a colon, but like a comma doesn't suffice. There's like... No, when you write with a comma, you put a comma, it's kind of like a pause if you read it.
Mm-hmm.
Semicolon is just like a bigger pause.
It's a bigger pause.
I really have no idea. Like, that's why I rarely use them.
What would a semicolonoscopy be like?
I don't know. They just poke around a little.
It's just like it's like a pause, but like a bigger pause, but not a whole colon.
Exactly.
Huh. Maybe it's like a colonoscopy of only semi the colon.
Well, they do half at first, and then you have to come back later
and do
the other half done. Yeah.
How would they do just the upper half of the colon?
I'm not a doctor, so I just come up with the ideas.
You're just an ideas man.
They don't have to work.
Yeah. Thank goodness that you're not the one giving colonoscopies.
I'm so glad. That sounds like an awful job.
Yeah. My friend's mom is a gastroenterologist, and my favorite part about that is that he calls her job a gastronaut because she's boldly going where no man has gone before. And that's just the full circle of the joke, and I love it.
Oh, man. Gastronaut.
Yeah. So.
I like that. I would just call it a butt doctor. But then again, I'm kind of childish, so.
Yeah. That's how witty of you.
You know, I try.
So, the last song we played was a song called Port Charlotte. This next song I want to play is a song called Charlotte. So, this is this whole, we have a very charlatan theme going on, and it's just these two songs.
That's it? Just a small theme?
Yeah, it's like a pocket theme.
Okay.
Anyway, this is by a band called Power Up First, and it's another post-rock song, and I hope you like it.
Thank you.
And we're back. Spice of Life, 101.9 CITR FM. That's us. If you're wondering why my voice is sexier than normal, it's because I've been taking classes to improve it, but also because I have a cold.
No, I think it's mostly the classes.
You really? Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you go like twice a week for 2 hours.
Yeah, so. It's pretty intensive. Well, do some.
What do they teach you there, though?
You do a lot of like vocular movement.
Vocular.
Vocular.
Is that a word? Yeah.
Vocular movement would also be another good band name.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot about, like, making grunts and noises.
It's got to be a little raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually have been... Raspiness is, like, pretty advanced, but we're just about to start it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, a refined raspiness, though. Because if it's too raspy, you can't understand.
Like the Clooney raspy?
Yeah.
Mm. So I have, as... Okay, we're going to do a new segment on the show, which is where I just ask you weird questions. And when I say segment on the show, I mean, like, this is a thing that I thought of, like, 20 minutes ago, and I'm probably going to forget. So it's not going to be a regular segment.
It's a one-time thing.
I don't think I've ever had regular segments.
That's a lot of upkeep, right?
Yeah,
Because then you're set into having to do something.
I just really can't be bothered.
If you just go with it, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. So, are you ready for the weirdest questions I could come up with
always.
On the walk here?
Yeah. Oh, on the walk here.
Probably literally on the walk here, actually,
good.
Yeah.
Good,
which dog breed do you think is the most buoyant?
not a St. Bernard because they're huge. I don't think that really makes a difference, but I just feel like they'd sink like a rock.
I don't know how buoyancy works.
It's got to do with density.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. To me, they're just heavy, so they would just sink. That's just how...
You were ready.
A golden retriever.
A golden retriever would be the most buoyant dog.
Because they got lots of hair, so it feels like that could kind of fan out and act.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if that makes any sense or would work, but golden retriever.
Okay. that was another good one. If you could be any kind of fruit, which fruit would you be and why?
Which fruit lives the most exciting life? Like, apples, pretty plain, although they're good. I'd probably be some sort of berry, because berries, like, growing wildly in the woods, you'd see some stuff.
And they're berry delicious.
Exactly.
You get eaten by a bear.
That's my spirit animal, so it wouldn't touch me.
Okay.
Because me and bears got a thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd be some sort of berry, probably a blackberry. They're my favorite.
If you could have the foot of any historical figure, which historical figure's foot would you choose to have?
I was going to say Bigfoot, but... I don't know if that counts. Or a Sasquatch.
But he's still alive, so he'd need it.
Like, am I taking their foot or replicating it?
Like, literally their foot.
Oh,
What did you think I meant by that question? Obviously.
So I have one of my own feet and then one of theirs?
No, you just, like, have their foot in, like,
have
a jar.
It. Oh, Let's go with Hitler.
Okay.
Might as well.
Okay.
I'd be a little spooky, but I feel like anything of Hitler's is a little spooky.
There would be something spooky afoot?
I'm just tossing these up for you. You're just ready for them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Low-hanging fruit, though, especially the berry delicious one.
Yeah.
I make that joke constantly because it's too easy, but it feels really dirty.
No, the dirtiest one is making a pun with the word pun. That's the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst.
Punishable by death?
Yes, Ben.
I wish you guys could hear the face I just made.
Oh yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Here's another weird question. If you could hear a picture, what would it look like?
If I could hear a picture.
Yeah.
What would it look like? Oh, dolphins.
Good answer.
Dolphins make weird noises. I feel like a picture would make weird noises.
Okay. Cool. I could get in on that. Did you know that actually this show is the only radio show in the world that's also broadcast to dolphins?
Oh.
And whales. I mean, like, marine, not just dolphins alone.
No, only dolphins.
Well, that would be kind of hard.
Like, we got smart people here. It's a university.
Like, okay. Well, I mean, it's... you could take that upon, but it's broadcast to, like they convert it into, like, whale song because it travels the best. And then they play it out in the bay.
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
I'm absolutely not being serious. Are you kidding?
That's what I assumed.
Are you kidding, Jeevan?
No.
Serious question. Your last name is Samra. Does that mean you're a samurai?
No. I wish.
Are you just saying that because then the ninjas would come and get you?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
It's just but no, I didn't say that.
Okay. Okay. That would be a good Halloween costume.
Yeah, it would be.
Time for another song. How about that? Song by a band called Anathema. The song is The Lost Song, Part 1. We're not going to listen to Part 2. We're just going to listen to Part 1.
Lost Woods from Zelda. That's what I think of when you said that. Lost Woods from Zelda?
Why?
There's like a dubstep song. Dubstep song?
That one's good.
Remix? Yeah, that's what I thought of.
Yeah. Okay. I can play the Zelda song on my harmonica.
Nice.
It's like one of two songs that I can play on my harmonica.
It's better than me.
Yeah, but you play the guitar too, so you're doing fine. we're going to listen to The Lost Song Part 1. How about that?
That night, as I
And we're back. 101.9 CITR, Spice of Life, Ben Life, Jeevan Samra.
We're doing it.
So, Jeevan, I understand you're somewhat of a poet.
Yeah, self-proclaimed poet.
And how long have you been writing poetry for?
Oh, 6 minutes maybe?
6 minutes.
Roughly, okay. Yeah.
But that doesn't, it means it doesn't take you long to get the creative juices flowing.
Exactly, yeah.
So, would you describe yourself as like a poetry expert?
Almost. Almost. 6 minutes is a long time.
It's quite a long time.
Yeah.
Would you like to, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you like to read your poem for us today?
Yeah. I wrote it in the break between the song.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's about ducks. Goes.
Keep it together.
Oh, it's going to be tough. Okay. Ducks. Quack, quack. Such lovely plumage to see, but alas, it's not for me. For I am not a duck, and my plan is run amok. Ducks, quack, quack.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Do what I can.
Will you recite that at our wedding?
For sure, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'll get Ryan to read it.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Or actually, Kyle could read it. We got to involve Kyle a little.
Yeah.
We can't just leave
he
him
He can
out.
Also play guitar, too, so we can have both of them.
That's cool.
Doing it.
My dad's listening in right now, and right about now he's getting worried that we're planning our wedding.
It's okay, Ben's dad. You'll meet me soon enough.
I also wrote a poem.
What's your poem about?
I'm going to read it, whether you want to hear it or not.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Okay, good. Because I have rope that I was going to tie you down with, but if I don't need to, then that's just easier.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
We can use that later, you know.
Yeah, so this is a concept piece. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you guys get what it's all about. It goes like this. I showered this morning. I shower every morning. Hygiene is important. Warm water cascades down my body, carrying dirt, dirt, dirt. Soap to cleanse the soul, and I scrub. Scrub-a-dub-dub. The shampoo stings my eyes. They said no more tears, another lie. Water will wash it away. Poseidon, cleanse my inner demons and leave me clean for the morning.
That's beautiful. That makes mine about ducks seem very, very pointless.
My poem was about a shower.
Yeah, but you use like, I like the word cascade.
Cascade's a good word. Cascade.
Bring Poseidon into it, that's good.
Poseidon, yeah. He's a cool guy. Yeah. Have you hung out with him lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people said that he changed since he got kind of mainstream with the Romans.
He's like, been a little flaky, though. Like, I've been texting him, and he's just like...
Really?
He's an awful texter, yeah.
Okay, that's bad news. I haven't had any issues with him.
Oh, I'm hurt. I'm after that.
Well, because, like, normally we communicate with Carrier Pigeon.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's just the best way to reach him.
It is. The pigeons just know where to go.
Yeah, and he never really, like, got email, so...
Yeah. And it's not like the texts know where to go. They're not birds.
They're not ducks or anything. Duck messengers.
Oh.
Wow. Can you guys tell that neither of us are poets at all?
It's been probably like eight, 9 minutes now.
9 minutes?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think it's time to retire, though.
Time to retire?
It's a long, long career.
Put the pen down.
It's a pencil.
Oh.
Pens are too permanent.
Huh. Let's hear another song. This song is called You Gave Me Butterflies, I Gave You Loss, which is, like, depressing.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Someone should give them ducks in exchange.
Yeah, well, are butterflies and ducks a fair trade?
Depends how you feel that day.
Hmm. Is that what fair trade coffee is all about? Like, they give them, like, a good trade for... So, like, they give us coffee and we give them ducks?
Or butterflies, what they want.
Okay. That was my understanding of it.
Yeah.
It's good that that's consistent.
But there's a duck to butterfly conversion rate because they're not equal. What's so, like, 10 butterflies will be one duck.
Really?
Yeah.
How did they get
value.
That number?
Street value.
Street value of pure uncut butterfly?
Yeah.
Okay.
With unclipped ducks, so their wings aren't clipped.
Okay. Yeah.
Clipped. Clipped is like 5-1.
Yeah, so. A lot of places now will try to scam you by selling you clipped ducks. It's really a plague.
It is.
It's It's horrible.
Streets are full of them.
Yeah. So back to the song. Band is Sleep Stream. Song is You Gave Me Butterflies, I Gave You Loss.
Ducks.
Not ducks. Thank you. And we're back. That was Sleepstream playing the song You Give Me Butterflies, I Give You Loss. And I like that song. What did you think of that song?
It's a nice song. It's very mellow, relaxing.
Peaceful.
It fits the weather today.
Yeah. Weather's not so good today.
I like it, though. Rain's nice.
You like the rain?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't not like the rain, but it just means that it's wet in Squamish, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, you like going climbing.
I love it a lot. I like it a lot.
Oh, the accents again.
No, we're not going to. We could go there.
Nah, nah.
I was thinking for today's show that we could have it be haunted by a ghost.
So spooky.
Yeah, and like I could interview the ghost, but then I was like, man, that seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that we didn't do that. But
like he's over there, though. Like, he's waiting.
Yeah, I don't want to bother him, you know?
Yeah, he's doing, like, spooky stuff over there, so.
Yeah. I wish he would, like, stop juggling my stuff, though. It's like, yeah, dude, we get it. It's spooky. Put it down. It's breakable.
Put down my phone, man. Come on.
That reminds me, for whatever reason, earlier today, this is the most benign story. I needed some lunch to take on the go. So my like go-to lunch is bagels and cream cheese, because it's like pretty portable and pretty easy.
Yeah.
But I keep my bagels in the freezer because then they don't go bad.
Oh yeah, so do I.
It just seems like the thing to do. But then I put it in the toaster to like heat it up, and then I forgot about it, and I just like burnt the poop out of the top of the thing. So the top is very burnt. I'm gonna eat it anyway, but I just realized, I was like, I'm 20 years old now and I still can't heat up a bagel. What is my life?
Like, you're an adult now.
No, but toasters are hard.
You just hit it down and like,
but no, yeah, I mean, it's not working it as hard. It's like picking the timing.
Oh yeah, actually the hardest thing for me is because I live with Ryan and Kyle, like two roommates. So Ryan, when he eats his bread, he hardly toasts it. Like, it's just warm.
What?
But when Kyle does it, he, like, toasts it a fair bit. So you can definitely see the marks. And I'm, like, in the middle of those two.
Okay.
So our toaster has, like, a little dial on it. So I always knew who made toast before me, just as to where the dial is. And I forget sometimes. So if Kyle made it, and I put my toast in, forget about it, come back, and it's really toasted, I'm like, damn it, Kyle.
So what if they just want you to think that, and they know that you think that, so they've been like, they'll change the dial. So like Kyle will make toast, and then he'll like turn the thing down afterwards so that you think that Ryan made the toast.
What would that gain him, though?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a long con.
Yeah. High investment.
That's a long-term investment, yeah. Just for toast.
Yeah. I would like to play another song right now. It's by a band called The World Is a Beautiful Place, and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die. Did I play one of them before?
Yes, you did. I remember that.
Yeah, I sometimes play songs by the same band because it's been a while, and I like the band, and I like the song. And also, I do what I want, so that's the main point.
Yeah.
It's like, you can tell me what to do, but I'm going to do what I want.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So this song is called Getting Sodas, and
yeah.
It has nothing to do with sodas or getting.
Oh.
But it's a good song, so let's enjoy it.
I don't want soda.
Soda would be nice.
Yeah.
We are the walls
That was loud in here. We cranked it up.
Cranked that beast up.
You have to.
Yeah. That's one of the fun things that it is to be at the studio. Because it's semi-soundproofed in here, so you can, like, bump it and no one can do anything about it. Except tell you politely that you're playing your music much too loud. But that's okay.
That didn't happen, though, so we're doing well.
No, it wasn't that loud. So, one of the joys of having Jeevan on the show is that he is a wealth of information, and he's also an expert in many different fields.
Yeah, I know a lot of useless information.
Yeah.
That's like almost a minor of what I'm studying here, is just useless information.
Okay.
Just facts that I just know will probably never serve me, but it's just cool.
Okay. Okay. So, I've been told that you're a leading hippologist.
Yeah, hippologist. Yeah, that's what the kids call it these days.
Hippologist.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, tell us about your field of study.
So, yeah, I occasionally study hippos on the internet when I get really bored or if I'm on Wikipedia. And there's actually some cool facts about hippos. Hippos are, like, pretty vicious animals. I'm pretty sure they kill more people than almost any other animal. Like, because they're mainly in Africa, right? And I think people underestimate how big they are because they weigh, like, a couple tons. And, like, their mouth span is, like, when they open their mouth completely wide is, like, 5 feet. Which is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they start running, they can run, like, at fairly decent speeds, like 25 miles.
That's like a lot of weight moving pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people just underestimate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they can run like that forever, but they can run like that for enough to catch you.
Did you know that? So they say that the red color taunts bulls in you're doing your bull.
Yeah.
Bull hunting thing. Did you know that the word fluvial actually...
Fluvial.
Fluvial. It aggravates hippos. There's like something about like the combination of the sounds.
Oh, yeah. It makes a very dissonant noise for hippos. Yeah.
And it's very irritating.
Yeah. So never say fluvial around hippos.
Yeah. It's a terrible choice.
Or don't say dissonant for that matter.
It's dissonant too, yeah. Really.
It causes a fluvial noise in their ears.
Okay. So like when the when their ear canals... combine with the with its fluvialness,
yeah,
it dissonates
and they hate it.
Okay. Tell us a bit about hippo mating season. What's that like?
Happens on only one day every 4 years on February 29th because they know it's a leap year, so that's when they have a mating frenzy.
Okay.
So that's how hippos do it. So like just one day and they just all aggregate in one spot. They send out an email, like, 2 weeks prior.
Like a group?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Or, like, a group text or, like, a WhatsApp message or something.
Like, do they ever do Google Docs or is that?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But usually it's, like, WhatsApp or something like that.
Okay.
They all set a point and they meet there. They do all their mating for 4 years and then they leave.
And I understand that, much like Jane Goodall spent time amongst the apes, you actually spent time with the hippos. Dressing and behaving as a hippo.
Oh, yeah. So I had to put on, like, roughly, like, 2,000 pounds, and then
mm-hmm.
I went and was one with the hippos for a while.
And I remember actually reading in your book, Hippology, the study of hippos.
It's called Hippology, the kids are calling it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. My bad. I forgot the subtext. Yeah. I understand that you actually were a witness to the hippo frenzy.
Yeah.
On the 29th.
It was a gray hippo frenzy of 2008.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, it was.
Was it life-changing, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, there was just so many hippos. You forget how big they are.
Okay.
It's because they're just enormous.
They're quite big.
Yeah, I wanted to get a saddle and just ride one for a while.
Okay.
But I thought that'd be mean. Also, they thought I was a hippo, so
yeah.
If I was a hippo riding a hippo, that'd be kind of weird. It'd be like a piggyback. I don't know if hippos know what that is.
Well, but they know what WhatsApp is, so they must have piggybacking.
Whoa. Like, let's... Just because they know what WhatsApp is doesn't mean they know what a piggyback is.
My mistake.
God, Ben.
Do they have hippo backs? I guess they must
probably.
Have... Well, they have backs.
Yeah.
God. So...
Nothing beats fake science.
Yeah.
Fake science is fun.
None of that was real, by the way, everyone.
Oh, I hope no one believed a word of what I was saying.
Okay.
Except for, like, the first few facts about their... mouth and how fast they run and how many people they kill.
Some
like,
of it
those
real.
Are real.
Some
Everything
real.
After that was complete garbage.
But you have You have been to a hip orgy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think everyone has.
Okay, cool. Let's hear another song. This one is the metal-esque song for you by a band called Mandroid Echo Star. Have you heard of them?
Nope, that's a sweet name.
It's a pretty sweet name.
Mandroid.
Mandroid
Echo Star.
Yeah. The song is Ethereal Dawn, and it's off their album Citadels, and they recently released an instrumental version of the whole album.
So oh, I love when bands do that.
They had, yeah, so they have like the version with vocals, and they have the instrumental version, which I think is neat.
Yeah.
So the song is Ethereal Dawn. And we're back with leading fake hippo specialists, or leading hippo fake specialists.
Leading hippo specialists regarding fake science.
Hippology.
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 Come on, Ben, step up.
I keep adding the oology.
Yeah. Well, you're not kids these days. You don't get it.
Yeah. Okay. My fault. I see that we are on the verge of running out of time.
That we are. Yeah.
That's a big bummer.
It is.
It's a major bummer, dude.
Oh, man.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I didn't have much to do today.
It's always a pleasure to have the show on you as well.
Oh, yeah. It's always a pleasure to do fake science.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. Thank you for listening. This has been fun. It's always a highlight of my week. I have a Facebook page where I post all the track lists, and I post music, come hang out, post my podcasts too. That's fun. It's called Spice of Life 101.9 CITR FM. And you guys should all like it because there are only 34 likes, and I validate my self as a person based on how many likes I have on that Facebook page.
Whew.
So I'm not feeling too good about myself. So. Okay,
I liked it.
Yeah, because I was like, and you know, Ryan still doesn't like. I'm like, you guys have been on the show. You have to like the thing.
Come on, it Ryan.
It's like it does nothing for you, and it just makes me feel good.
Yeah. Oh, boo, Ryan, boo.
Yeah. Anyway, so Marco is coming up next with Astro Talk, which is something to look forward to, as always. And I'd like to close out our set with a Canadian band called My Dad Versus Yours, which I think is really cute. It's a cute band name.
That's awesome.
And the song is Ghost Horse, and Jeevan and I will ride this ghost horse together into our beautiful forest wedding.
Yep.
And have a beautiful Halloween weekend. And I shall see you next week. So tune in next week from 2 to 3 as well. I'll be here just hanging out. And until then, I miss you already.
Aw.
Do you wanna say anything, Jeevan?
Any closing remarks? Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me realize how bad of a poet I am.
It wasn't that bad.
It's about ducks. Like, there's only so much you can do with ducks.
Yeah, I mean, like, but...
Ducks
are hard. They're heartless creatures. They love no one.
Except for breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
They love breadcrumbs.
They love breadcrumbs. Anyway, My Dad Versus Yours. The song is Ghost Horse. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.